busters, zool crushers, sucking me dry like a Victorian ghost above Dan Aykroyd, cause she's giving him a blowjob. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Everyone outside and in between.
Welcome back. I did the Olivia Rodrigo reference for the kids out there. For the kids who stumbled.
For all the kids.
For all the kids who said Ghostbusters 1984. I gotta click this one.
I gotta check this one out. This one's for me. My name is... Welcome back to the very long conversation about movies and art and TV and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your producer, Sam Bannigan.
And I am Andrew Thomas. Sam Bannigan, how was your week?
It was fine. Nothing too crazy. I beat Prince of Persia this week.
Oh, is there a new Prince of Persia?
There's a new Prince of Persia game.
Dang.
And it's a banger.
Dang.
A fucking 10 out of 10 banger. Really phenomenal game.
One of the movies I was most disappointed by in my childhood was Prince of Persia. I thought it was
Jake Gyllenhaal playing the Prince of Persia.
I was 10. I didn't know nothing about nothing.
I know. I'm just saying.
But I was so excited because The Mummy and Indiana Jones, like an action movie in the desert. And it was so bad. It was so bad. And then it's I grew up. And it's racist.
Yeah, man. The new Prince of Persia game rips. It's really, really good.
What is it called? What's the subtitle?
It's called Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a great, great game. Highly, highly recommend if you're a fan of Metroidvania style games. This one is the best one I've played since Hollow Knight. So take that as you will.
They really cast the guy from Norway. That's the funny part.
They really did. They saw a whole ass video game series about Persia and went,
Gyllenhaal.
Prince of Persia rips. I played a lot of Helldivers. Helldivers is still so good. Love that game. Andrew, you would be so bad at it. But
I believe it. You gotta move the camera while you walk.
Oh, yeah. You gotta shoot and move the camera and run. All the kids who came in for the
Olivia Rodrigo reference just left. This guy can't move the camera and walk in a video game. What is he, 80?
It's a banger, though. It's really, really good. It's really, really funny.
I believe it. I remember playing Uncharted with Justin during the pandemic, and that was a lot of fun. And I feel like they're very similar in gameplay, at least.
Nope.
No? Wow. Aren't video games beautiful art?
Other than they are both third-person shooters.
Dang.
But Uncharted also has cover mechanics and... Yeah, there's so much more going on. There's no stamina you got to worry about in Uncharted.
You got stamina to worry about
in Helldivers, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, you can't run forever. Sometimes you got to take a little break.
Oh, wow, how frustrating.
It's the best. It's so good. You'll be running away from a big swarm of bugs.
Say again.
And then you'll be running away from like a big swarm of bugs and then you'll just run out of stamina and then your guy will just kind of slow down and you're like, oh shit. And you got to spin around and start shooting these bugs like crazy and then try to reload while they're like slashing you and shooting acid at you and you're like, oh fuck, oh shit. And then you like dive out of the way and keep reloading and then you just bah, 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 while you're like laying on the ground and the bugs are just swarming over you and then you finally get up and you have stamina and you start running again. It's the best shit in the world. It's so good.
Good lord.
Yeah. It's so good. Helldivers rips. And that's about all I've done this week. I really wanted to go see Dune again. But it's hard for me to get out to the IMAX. It's like an hour long bus ride.
Yeah, I've done that bus ride.
Yeah. And I was just like, I'm fine with Dune being like, you know, the 3-hour experience that it is, about a 5-hour experience of me having to bus all the way there and then bus all the way home.
Is there a reason to go to that mall? Is there something you need or something you want?
No.
A jacket, a pair of socks, just to make it worthwhile. No. Just to, well, at least no, I got these Star Wars socks from Hot Topic.
Nah, it's just Dune. I also just like don't have a lot of money right now, so I'm like, do I really need to spend $25 on a ticket to see Dune? Do I really need to do that? Probably not. I want to. Don't get me wrong. And if I could convince somebody else to go with me who has a car,
that's even better.
I would do it, but I don't think I can. So, yeah. Anyway, how was your week?
Just shooting bugs.
I've been shooting so many bugs and shooting the robots. Oh man, the robots are crazy. They got like chainsaws for arms. It's wild.
Good God.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been doing that this week. Yeah.
Anything happening?
I saw this movie called Legend.
Legend?
It's Ridley Scott and Tom Cruise in a fantasy film.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you mention this last week?
Did I do this? I was going to go see it.
You mentioned something about Legend last week. About Ridley Scott and Legend.
Well, I'm still thinking about it. I'm pretty sure I was going to go see it because I saw it. Because getting home was the worst thing in my life. I had the L shut down. The G was shut down. It was a whole endeavor to get back. I didn't get back till like 1. It was a lot.
Man, the L and the G being shut down sucks. How does anybody get to Brooklyn?
How does anyone
talk about?
The L was shut down during the weekend. Well, you gotta take the fucking
Q.
And it's just been so frustrating. But the G was shut down this night. The L wasn't shut down this night. Just the L was an irrelevant trade. I was in Prospect Park. I did have to go all the way. And it was cold. I couldn't walk. It wasn't a nice spring. Because usually I'd just go, I'll just walk the 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'll just walk over to whatever. Whatever. Yeah.
I'm not going to go all the way into Manhattan just to go all the way back into Brooklyn. It's not going to... But yeah. I did it like an idiot. Did that to take the J. It was the worst night. And that happened this week. So I saw Legend this week.
Okay, right. You did mention it.
I was going to go see it. My anticipation was oh, it's such a good movie. And Tom Curry plays the devil. And
yeah.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out. This will be my entire summer. Sam, Legend? What do you want to do? Legend?
Could do Legend.
Could do Legend. You said Ridley Scott isn't the GOAT. I disagree.
He's not the GOAT. I don't know
I disagree.
He's not.
It's crazy you say that about the guy who made Alien and Blade Runner. Both of them.
He also made a lot of Dookie. I don't know.
Well, speaking of Dookie and racism and Gyllenhaal, we were going to do Roadhouse, but I made a last minute choice.
Yeah, I texted Andrew just being like, we're doing Roadhouse, right? Like, that's what's happening. And Andrew was like, yeah, we're good. And I was like, right, sick, got it. I can do. I'll watch it for you, baby.
And then I watched it. I watched it Friday night, I want to say. Had to be. Yeah. And it ended, and I was like, we're not going to talk about this movie. It's going to... What's the point? What's the point? So I thought long and hard. I looked at the AMC movies. I was like, well, I don't want to do Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I don't want to. It's their Frozen Empire, right? I don't want to watch this movie. But you know what I do want to watch?
Do
Ghostbusters, 1984's. Ivan Reitman.
What have you?
We watched it. We saw it. Sam, what's your Ghostbusters opinion? What has the Ghostbusters done for you in the past and especially lately?
I mean, it's made Bustin feel good, you know? I've always liked the Ghostbusters. I've never been like obsessed with the Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. It was kind of always one of those franchises that I was like, I don't understand why this is a franchise, but okay. You know, there's like three different video games for it or something.
Right. There's an animated series.
There's the animated show. There's like, you know, there's all these things that I'm just like, why this? Like, what is it about this thing that I like? I like Ghostbusters. I watched it when I was a kid. I was like, this is great. I love this. I watched it, you know, sometime when I was a teen. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, right.
Ghostbusters. I know Ghostbusters. I watched it the other day and I was like, yeah, Ghostbusters. Why is this the movie? Because it's a good movie. It's a fun movie. They're having a good time making it. There's a lot of good jokes. There's, you know, it's aged pretty well, which was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's good. It's not amazing. I wouldn't call this like a perfect film, but like I'm having a good time watching it, you know?
Right.
But as we're going to get into, it's not really about anything. This is kind of like some dudes going to work and busting ghosts and making jokes. And it's like, okay, this is fine.
I don't want a backpack. I don't want a backpack. Yeah,
I don't need like Slimer. The whole thing. Yeah, you know? So it's just weird. It's a weird oddity, and I really don't understand how we've gotten two different reboots of this thing. We've gotten however many video games, we've gotten TV shows, you know, all this stuff. It just feels like a weird. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Maybe I just don't get it.
What's a franchise you hate? Like truly, truly hate. That you think is bad for the world.
Harry Potter.
But you get why it exists.
I'm like, yeah, it's a good kid's story. I understand why children would like attach to it. I don't understand why it's like the cultural thing that it is.
Did you see what one of the teachers say?
Yes, yes, she's the fucking she's queen.
I get cameos, and I'm like a wedding.
Yeah.
What are you doing on your wedding night, Baba Bleed?
It's great. Yeah, she's phenomenal. She's also very pro-Palestine. She's the best.
Yeah.
She's just like, why are people giving a shit about this?
Say her name.
When is it? Harry Potter actress. Miriam Margolis?
Whatever, Miriam she's Margolis? On Graham Norton. She's great. She's a great talk show host. Or talk show guest.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah.
Shout outs. On the Ghostbusters episode.
On the Ghostbusters episode. Yeah, she's great. But, yeah, so Ghostbusters is fun. You know, I've always liked it, but I've never loved it.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your Ghostbusters? What's your fucking deal with the Ghostbusters, bro?
Watching it this time, it reminded me how great of a movie this is to show to kids during Halloween. This is a great. Oh, any kid can watch this movie. It's perfect. It's what you want from Halloween. It's a little suspenseful. It might scare the 3-year-olds, the 4-year-olds. Yeah, yeah. But
it's goofy and fun, and there's, you know, some good jokes and
good physical humor. It's funny. It's a funny movie. Yeah.
It's a funny movie.
I remember as a kid liking Ghostbusters 2 more, and then I remember rewatching it when the 2016 movie came out, and I was like, "Oh no, I was wrong." The next time I would feel this was when we did Indiana Jones, the Indiana Jones series. And I watched the fourth one again. I said, oh no!
Oh no!
So many people I'll never meet again who I was like, no, everyone's wrong. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is great.
But yeah, I appreciate Kingdom of the Crystal Skull for being a Saturday morning cartoon, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's better than Dial of Destiny, I can tell you that much.
It's, yeah, it's not hard to be better than Dial of Destiny.
Welcome back. I remember liking Ghostbusters 2 more. Those were two movies that I watched a lot as a kid.
Yeah. And Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and Ghostbusters 2?
No.
Man, you really do love a bad sequel. Ghostbusters 2, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3 is great. Batman v
Superman. This is crazy.
But no, watching Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2. We liked other movies more, me and my sister. But I remember watching Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2 a lot. And then rewatching it when the 2016 one came out. And then rewatching it when the 2021 movie came out.
Jesus.
And now rewatching this one and knowing I'm not even going to see the sequel. Who knows? You never know. Hey, Andrew, you want to see a movie? It. Yeah. What do you want to see? I don't want to see that. Sure, let's do Ghostbusters. All right.
If I know a motherfucker who will end up in a movie theater with Ghostbusters The Frozen Empire playing, Andrew George Thomas.
And be sitting there frowning.
Ernie Hudson's almost 80 and he looks like he's still fucking 25.
Is he almost 80?
He's an old man.
I saw him on a talk show.
Stunning.
Wow. I mean, of course, the other ones are almost 80.
Yeah. He is 78 years old and he looks maybe 35 at most.
I wouldn't say 35. I give him a
he looks
46.
He looks fucking good.
But he does look great.
For 78?
Moisturize. That's moisturize.
You're telling me... Hold on. This guy...
What was this picture? Oh, wow. That's Frozen Empire in the background.
That's Frozen Empire. This is recent.
Oh, wow, he looking like my guy from Top Gun and The Killer. Oh, wow.
Dude looks so good for fucking 78 years old.
And then look at Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, look.
I was in the same...
I'm looking at a picture of Ernie Hudson and Bill Murray in Frozen Empire, and it is... A very stark contrast.
Everyone should look this up.
That's so funny. Oh, and here's one with Dan Aykroyd. Oh, wow. These men are all roughly the same age.
Good Lord.
Dan Aykroyd has the same haircut that he did in 1984.
You gotta love him for it. I watched, what was it called? Gross Point Blank. And he's in that. I'm like, does he not change? He's been nominated for Oscars. Does he just have that same haircut always, now until forever?
Yeah. What was Dan Aykroyd nominated for?
I think Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, okay.
It was the 80s. It was the 90s, yeah, was I the think, 80s. Actually.
90s, whatever.
Wow. But yeah, this is a great movie to not just watch, it's a great movie to revisit. To go on your point, like Jurassic Park, perfect movie.
Yeah.
Perfect movie.
Perfect film.
That's a
perfect film.
Ooh, I think that's easy. Ghostbusters is not that.
No.
But it's good movie.
Good movie.
Good movie.
And you know what both Jurassic Park and Ghostbusters have in common? Great song.
Great song. Theme. Great theme music.
Yeah.
Imagine being in the booth the first time they played.
Like, you're making that Ghostbusters song?
Oh, all right. Okay. Up.
Go up on. One. Up one.
ain't no ghost.
Dude in the booth just like, busting makes me feel good.
Right? That's the music made him say that. I doubt that line was written.
It definitely was not. That was just him in the booth just feeling it. Vibing. And he was just like, yeah, busting makes me feel good. I should good,
say
dude.
Something right now. This is the pocket where I'm supposed to say something.
Yeah.
What should I say? I don't know. Busting makes me feel good. Busting.
Take that. Crazy.
With what you want. Great themes and a lot of sequels. I think they have the and same a lot of sequels.
Well, there's six Jurassic Park movies.
Yeah, there's
five Ghostbusters movies.
Wow.
And roughly the same amount of video games.
Do you want to hop into this cast?
Yeah. Good cast. Well, let's say.
Yeah, really all around. Good cast.
We're just going to hit the like main kind of folks here.
Please.
Rick Moranis.
Right. R.I.P. to a goat. Not R.I.P. He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's just
but he's retired. That is what I mean. Retired in peace.
Yeah.
Also, do you remember in 2020 when he got punched in the face?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was a wild time.
Yeah, shout out Rick Moranis. Love that guy. We got Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver. Love her. Just, in a comedy, right?
Yeah.
You see her in serious movies, you're like, oh yeah. She's also funny.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. She's really good at this movie.
Yeah. Then we got the guy we were just talking about, Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson. Great, right?
Do you know any of the... I heard a thing that like he's had like a rough relationship with Ghostbusters since...
Really? The 80s. No.
I don't know what it is, but I saw people talking about like, oh yeah, it's like really nice that Ernie's actually coming back for the new one because he's had such a weird relationship with the franchise. So I was
right. I mean, you can see it in the movie. He's kind of just the other one. It's impossible not to say racism because just you know how the world works.
Yeah,
he is the new guy. I feel like it is in the script. Like it makes sense.
Yeah. But it's also...
But come on. But come on.
Come on. Come on. You got one black guy in the whole movie.
And I think what they're in... I feel like what people might be feeling and what Ernie Hudson might feel from the movie is that he is separate. It's Dan Aykroyd. It's Harold Ramis. It's Bill Murray. They're the Ghostbusters. And then there's another guy. And then there's someone else.
And then there's the other guy.
And then there's the other guy. Annie Potts, the receptionist, right? They're yeah. That's all I can assume, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you had heard anything about it. Then yeah, I mean you said it. Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray.
The other one. The white ones. I like to call them the white Ghostbusters.
The white Ghostbusters. We have the Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
And then we have the white Ghostbusters. We have the
Ghostbusters and then the three white Ghostbusters. But, right, it made me sad watching this movie to go like, why can't we get movies like this anymore? Just get people at the top of their game, great comedians, throw them in a group, ghostbusting, I don't know, reeliting, I don't know, something, you can make this movie over and over and over again, and they just don't. Yeah. They just make Ghostbusters over and over again. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Here's a great template.
Yeah. It's very weird. God, there's way more... Hold on. There's way more Ghostbusters video games than I thought there were.
I bet so.
Oh, no.
But... Harold Ramis is really... They're all really good. Bill Murray is great.
This isn't even, like, Bill Murray's best.
Exactly. That's the thing. But he's just... He still shows up.
That's just Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't... The thing is, I don't know if we have... Because, like, was Harold Ramis on SNL too? Or was that just Aykroyd and...
I think it was just Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray.
Yeah. We don't really have... What was the last comedy movie that came out of, like, SNL comedians? That, like,
MacGruber.
Did well.
That did well? I mean, Adam Sandler, you can argue, right? He still does his
shit. Sure, but it's not like right out of SNL, right?
Right.
Like, it's not.
He's grown it. It's not right
out. He left SNL, and now he's doing other stuff.
Did you see the Please Don't Destroy movie? The Foggy Mountain? No. Yeah, I love Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien's my background on my phone, but...
Uh-huh.
But also, my time is precious.
That movie was, I heard that movie was not good.
Well, when did Popstar come out, right? Again, 10 Popstar. Years ago.
Yeah.
They also did, like, Hot Rod. I'm not a fan of Hot Rod, but who knows? I haven't seen
Hot Rod. I like Hot Rod.
2010.
Yeah, I like Hot Rod. I don't love Hot Rod. Popstar
is incredible.
Best. Yeah, perfect film.
well.
Perfect film. Love Popstar. Glenda, are you dying or just avoiding me? Either way's a bummer, but I hope you're dying.
I remember this.
It's great. It's so good. We don't have, like, these sorts of...
What's
this
the
isn't
last
really the
star
trajectory
that SNL has made.
Yeah.
We'll see what Bo and Yang.
I guess. But this isn't the trajectory of modern SNL cast members, right? Like, this isn't really the trajectory of modern comedians, even.
Yeah, right?
A lot of comedians don't, like, they just do, like, stand-up. And they don't do... They don't then transition that into a TV show or a movie.
Right? This is... You hear comedians when Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith, y'all heard all the comedians talk about Hollywood. Talk about there is a clear... That's how they treat us! It is a clear line! And why do we have to cross that? Why do we have to concede ourselves to them? Yeah. I forgot who said it, but... They were like, it was a comedian. They were like, going to a comedy club is just, you know, going to work with a bunch of crazy people. But working on a movie or working on a TV show is going to work with a bunch of crazy people, but in a much different way. In a much different way.
Yeah.
So maybe they're, hey, that's sad. I don't know. Maybe I got something to say about it.
I think it's just more of a cultural shift that, like, this just isn't what we're doing. This isn't just the stand-ups now just want to do stand-up. They don't want to be like, yeah, I'm going to do stand-up, but it's really just because I want to be an actor, you know?
Right. But also, like, Eddie Murphy is a good actor and a good comedian.
Yeah. Jim Carrey,
Robin Williams.
There are greats out there who have done it.
Who can do both.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed Chris Rock showing up in movies, you know?
Right. Like,
he's always fun. There's plenty of great, you know. Yeah, there's plenty of great comedians out there that are doing it.
But
what's her name? I just had it. Jenny Slate.
She was in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah. You know, they're out there. It's just not like the main thing anymore, I don't think.
Why not? Why not?
Why not? Let's think about it.
Who are the comedians now, right?
Also, who the fuck is on SNL right now? Like, I don't, like, I know I'm not the biggest
SNL
person.
I know, because I work there, but you're...
Yeah, but, like,
You've never been a big SNL person, but you know when Andy Samberg and Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig and Will Forte, you remember when they were on.
I remember when they were on because I did the thing that I still do, which is like, if people are still talking about a sketch on like Monday or Tuesday, I'll watch that sketch. But I don't watch it otherwise. And during that era, I watched a lot of SNL sketches because a lot of people were like, hey, this sketch from Saturday was really good. And I was like, okay, I'll check it out. And then you get, you know, that kind of,
but
the modern golden era of SNL. But it's been a minute because all those people have left. I guess Bill Hader's like the only other person who's like left SNL and just been like, yeah, I'm going to go do my weird art stuff now.
So yeah. He made something.
But like, yeah, I don't know. It's such a weird, I don't know if SNL has the cultural standing that it did 10 years ago or 30 years ago or whatever. You know, I think it had its heyday way back, you know, with the whatever golden era you want to talk about in SNL days, Jan Aykroyd, Will Ferrell, who knows?
Yeah.
People argue about best SNL times. Yeah, which era of SNL is the best. But we can argue that, like, okay, there was, like, a good chunk of time where it was, like, SNL was the thing. It was like, the thing that, like,
biggest.
People tuned in Saturday nights. You watched it. People talked about it. That's how you got your rising comedic stars. That's what happened.
Yes.
It was a good way to do that. I think now all of that stuff, a lot of that stuff, you don't need to be, a comedian doesn't need to be on SNL to get noticed anymore.
But there were always great comedians who never made it on SNL, who were still discovered.
Yeah.
Who've auditioned for SNL and didn't make it on. Jim Carrey auditioned for SNL and didn't make it on.
I think there's just more avenues for comedians to,
there is more. It's the reason why Shane Gillis hosts. He did his own sketches on YouTube. They blew up.
Yeah.
They said, all right, come back.
Yeah. His stand-up stuff has been going like
very well.
Pretty popular.
At the gift shop was like, really? They got Shane Gillis? Like, is he even big? Is he even famous? I was like, oh, he's unquestionably, of the new comedians, he's the biggest comedian. Jim Gaffigan and Seinfeld and Chris Rock. Of course they are still out there.
Yeah.
But of the new ones, he's the biggest.
New kind of era of comedy. Yeah, Shane Gillis is really on the up and up.
And, right? Who do you get? Shane Gillis? Who's the other three? Like,
yeah. Well, who else are we gonna get in this weird little movie? Like,
who else am I willing to put, you know, $15 million on?
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. Cause what? Is Colin Jost gonna be starring in a hit comedy film?
Pete Davidson.
I guess Pete's trying, but his stuff hasn't done too well.
Taylor Tomlinson, she's hosting a show now. She's off.
Yeah, she's in late night.
Yeah, she's in late night. She's off the table.
Yeah. Like, it's not. I would be curious to hear from somebody who, like, is really deep in the, like, SNL comedy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's their thing.
Yeah. I meet them every day, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to hear their thoughts and their takes on, like, why do we not have this thing anymore? Why do we not get, like, the Blues Brothers is a sketch.
Yes.
From a TV show. And like, we don't get that movie.
An incredible movie.
Yeah. And we just don't get that anymore. Granted, we don't really get comedy movies anymore, but, like, that's a whole different
thing. But, right, I even said, what do we get? Ricky Stenicki?
Like, yeah.
So that's what we think about Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and Harold Ramis. Those are our thoughts on their performances on this movie. Want to talk about the director?
Yeah, Ivan Reitman.
What else has Ivan Reitman made? I know he's made so much, but...
A lot. Okay, let me go down to director. Everyone's favorite 2014 hit, Draft Day.
Yes.
No Strings Attached, My Super Ex-Girlfriend, Evolution, a movie that I want to rewatch because I liked it a lot when I was a kid.
Oh. Pitch it on the podcast.
I don't know.
But what if it's bad? But what if,
it's bad? What if it's bad? Kindergarten Cop, Twins.
Kindergarten Cop slaps. A
couple other things here and there. He doesn't direct a whole lot anymore. Last thing he directed was like a Apple commercial in 2021.
I believe he passed away.
Oh.
I believe he passed away last year.
He's still credited as a producer on newer stuff, which is why I was like,
oh, okay.
No, you're right. Died February 2022.
Or the year before last, because that's how the new year works.
But he's credited as a producer on Frozen Empire, so I was like, oh, okay.
And
also credited as a producer on Space Jam, A New Legacy, so who knows?
And, like, he produced one of the better Nepo babies, Jason Reitman. Jason Reitman directed Thank You for Smoking, Juno, Up in the Air, Tully, we did on this podcast way back when.
We did do Tully on this podcast. Wild.
Yeah. And then he made the director of Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Okay, cool.
Which is the only reason why I don't completely hate that movie. I think there's a lot of things wrong with that movie, but also it's kind of sweet. It's his, father and his son making a movie. It's kind of sweet. It'd be different if they weren't good, but they're both good. It'd be a completely different story. They both made bad movies. They make fine to incredible movies.
Okay.
Yeah. And
it's
Ghostbusters. Like, it's like paced like every comedy I've seen ever. It's like,
it's fast.
It's the bones to so many of my favorite. Of there is no 21 Jump Street. There's no Pop Star without Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie. Great direction. I think this is directed well. And it's good looking. It's a good looking movie.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of feels like you point a camera at three funny people and see what happens. You know what I mean? It also, because like, yes, you're right. There is no Pop Star without Ghostbusters. There's also no like Judd Apatow flat lighting improv movie without Ghostbusters. Like, all the good stuff we can say about, oh yes, Ghostbusters had this great impact on comedy and on movies in general. I think it also inspired every bad comedy from the past 25 years.
You really just moved your bishop. Oh, man.
I'm in there.
Uh-oh.
I'm in there.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, This movie, because it's not really about anything, I think opens the door for all these other comedies to not really be about anything.
But here it works.
It does work here. I'm not saying it doesn't, but I'm saying,
but you're, you know, right, people take this inspiration is 40 from stuff. It doesn't. It funny people, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But Anchorman, it does.
Yeah. But right? In every Judd Apatow movie, it's just like, oh, I don't know about this. I don't know about this one.
Yeah. And that is, I think, something that modern audiences just hate about comedies. Is what Judd Apatow kind of beat out of audiences. Of just like, I can't just sit there and just see people riff for 15 minutes.
Yes. Every scene doesn't end because they're just doing improv. Yeah. No one's actually written anything down. It's all just, yeah, I don't know. We're going to point a camera at you and do your thing. Be funny.
Yeah.
And then people ignore the greats like Game Night. And they're just like, oh, I don't want to see. Oh, I don't want to see Game Night.
Right. Game Night they should be a sequel to Game Night.
That's the world
we should live in.
Game Night is so good.
A spinoff of Jesse Plemons' character. School children should walk around with plushies of his character.
Yes. We got fucking Slimer backpacks. Why can't I have a Jesse Plemons backpack?
Game Night's also really good. But just that flat. And it's not the comedian's fault. That's the thing.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
Seth Rogen and who have you? Jonah Hill.
Yeah, it's not their fault. It's not.
It's the director. It's their. But in this movie, where I feel that it is just supposed to also, they like catch Ghost, but also they're just working. These are just guys.
They're just
working, doing their job.
Yeah. They slide down some poles and they put on a jumpsuit. Like,
yeah, they're like firefighters almost.
Yeah, this is supposed to be the working man.
Yes, it's supposed to kind of have that office feel. The Oppenheimer effect. I wonder, did Ivan Reitman stand there looking at a puddle?
I am become death, destroyer of comedy.
He walked out of This Is 40.
I'm still so amazed by the fact that we fully called Chris Nolan winning an acting Oscar for Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That was great. That was so good.
Greatest of all time, he is. Christopher Nolan.
Who? Chris Nolan? Yeah.
He really did it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to admit it, yes.
I remember when they were filming it, there were set photos, and there was one set photo of him, and he looked so stressed out. And there were memes of like, how am I going to use an atomic bomb in real life? But to know it paid off in Oppenheimer. He's made great classic movies, but Oppenheimer is just something, that's something that'll live forever.
Have you been seeing, I know we're talking about Ghostbusters, but have you been seeing this fucking rewriting of history of everyone on Twitter suddenly loving Tenet, a movie I've defended since day one? And motherfuckers now are like, oh, have you seen Tenet? Oh, Tenet's so good. Oh, Tenet's the best. I'm like, yes, I know. I saw it in theaters twice. Years. It's so good.
Even me.
What are you talking about?
I was sour on it the first time I watched it. Now it's one of my favorite movies.
That movie rips. And I'm pissed.
And I've been saying it's cool the whole time.
I've been saying it's good the whole time.
I wore a mask in that movie theater.
Just that's the movie about love. About two bros being in love.
And whose strategy is it? Oz, our friend. Oz, my friend.
That's so good.
And that smile that he gives. He looks like a two-year-old. He looks like a little kid. He's like, oh, wow, we're friends.
Oh, wow.
Good movie.
It's a good movie. And I'm pissed. I love that people are loving it. But like, This rewriting of history is always makes me upset. I've been on the right side of this the whole time. I've been defending Tenet since day one. It's a temporal pincer movement, baby. Let's go.
Have you ever seen Ghostbusters 2?
Of course I've seen Ghostbusters 2. Have I seen it since I was a kid and realized that it was bad? No. Do I remember anything about it? Also, no.
Viggo's gotta save that baby. There's a baby.
What?
There's a baby in it.
They do like a 3 minute of a baby
yes, thing? With Ghostbusters.
With ghosts?
Yes. This is why I liked it. That's why. Why I want to watch 3 minutes of a baby? I got that book with Ghostbusters.
I got the Ghostbusters doing that. I don't even see Ted Danson doing it.
Did you watch the 2016 version?
Yes, I did watch the 2016 Ghostbusters.
What do you think? What do you think of the 2016 Ghostbusters?
That's a bad film.
It's a bad movie?
It's a bad movie. Sorry. Honestly. Yeah, no, that's a bad movie.
Was that the thing that ruined studio comedies?
Maybe. Maybe. It's a bad movie. People really didn't like it. It was tough at the time because that was really
the big culture war. Do you remember
that was the big culture war of like, if you don't like this movie, you're not a feminist. And I was like, no, I don't like this movie because it's not funny. I like all the people in it. I just don't think it's a good movie. I'm sorry. What do you want from me?
That was one of the stupidest movie controversies.
It was crazy. Wasn't that also, hold on, was that not also around the time?
It's 2016.
That this was this when The Dictator was coming out?
That came out in 2012.
Oh, okay. I thought it was part of that whole Sony leak or whatever the fuck.
No, you're thinking of The Interview. Yes.
The Interview, yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I remember this. They hate us because they ain't us.
Yes.
Yeah.
That came out in 2015.
Okay, so it was all part of the same thing.
Yeah. I remember going. I convinced one of my friends. A lot of people didn't want to go because a lot of people thought terrorism was going to happen. I was like, no, that's how they win. Go see it in a movie theater.
You were also in Texas. I guess that makes more sense.
And the movie was just okay. I was just like,
man. Yeah, that movie is mid.
Right? It's not just Ghostbusters. It was a whole. But this is the end was good. The disaster artist was good. It's different. I understand it's more. It's leading more to that. Disaster artist was
different.
Yeah. Biopic. But still, it's the same DNA.
It's not like we did. Like, the first Hangover is still a great film. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that there weren't good comedies coming out, but there was just that slew of, like, Judd Apatow-inspired and just Judd Apatow stuff. I don't hate Judd Apatow.
Right? I like Judd Apatow. I think he's good for
Generally, I'm a fan of Judd Apatow, but he is also the issue that he's why we don't have comedies anymore.
Isn't that funny? I think the voices that he produces so much... He
does.
I think the voices he raises up, I think it's great. I think...
Yeah. He produces and directs, like, constant comedy specials for up-and-coming, like, stand-ups. It's great.
Once I saw him, he knows what he's doing. Thumbs up, and he gave me a thumbs up. I was like, hell yeah.
Good dude. Like, you know, good in general for art, but also is the reason we don't get comedies anymore.
Is the reason we don't get any... And this is before streaming. You want to say, but what about streaming? Nah. This was before streaming. Nah,
this was movie theater comedies. Isn't that wild?
And I was looking forward to Ghostbusters 2016. I was...
Were you really?
Yeah, because I was hoping. I was like, I like Chris Hemsworth.
I guess if you... Yeah.
I like all the leads. I love Kristen Wiig. I love... She was nominated for an Oscar for writing Bridesmaids.
That was like one of the first Melissa McCarthy things that I saw.
Yes. And this was Melissa McCarthy at the top, at the height of her powers.
Yeah. Yeah, good cast. Like nothing.
Leslie Jones, Kate McKinnon.
They're all so good, but that movie is just not good.
It's just not.
It's just not funny.
Well made. It's not. It's
really not.
And then you didn't see Afterlife.
I did not see Afterlife because I went, do we need this?
And much like one of my favorite things is, I think it was Method Man. He was talking about Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. And he was like, I don't think the performance was racist. I think the Academy Awards nominating him for Best Supporting Actor, I think that's extremely racist. I don't think bad reception to Ghostbusters 2016 was sexist. I don't. But them remaking it and completely ignoring, I think just that's ignoring incredibly. The fact
that, yeah. I see what you mean.
That's wildly insulted.
Yeah, just being like, yeah, that movie just doesn't exist. Bye. We're just going to go back.
People called Leslie Jones a gorilla online relentlessly, and they leaked her nudes. See ya. Anyway, see ya, let's make it with the real Ghostbusters. Ew.
Yeah. That's. Yeah, not great. Not great.
But they made it.
But they made it. Yeah, that was also 2021, right? I was like, am I really going to risk my life to go see Ghostbusters Afterlife right now? Like, is that what I'm going to do? I'll risk my life for Tenet. I will not risk my life
for Ghostbusters Afterlife. That's hilarious.
And to be fair, both times that I saw Tenet, I was in an empty theater.
Yeah, best way to watch
Tenet. When I saw Tenet the first time, it was me and Ben and Aaron and like one other dude. And then when I saw it the second time, it was me and I think one other person at the back of the theater.
I really wanted to see Oppenheimer before it left. It was playing on 70mm, not IMAX, just 70mm at Lincoln Square.
Yeah, yeah.
I just couldn't make it. I just couldn't. It hurts me.
It's hard.
It's three hours. And you're right, the journey. You gotta account the journey.
Yeah.
You're like, why? What a...
And you don't live super close to a train. There's so many. Yeah, there's so problems. Much.
Anyway, Ghostbusters. Anyway. Welcome back, Ghostbusters.
Are you gonna... You saw Afterlife.
I did. And it's like... Sam just saw my eyes. Both my eyes go to different corners.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think it's cute because it is the father and son doing it together. I think it's like there's a lot of drama. They were gonna make Ghostbusters 3, and then they didn't make Ghostbusters 3. Because Bill Murray was being a jerk, which he's famous for being. And he was like, I'll do it if I die. Dan Aykroyd really wanted to make this movie. I remember before 2016 happened, Dan Aykroyd every few weeks would come up and go, Ghostbusters 3, we're working on it. Ghostbusters 3, Harold Ramis died. We're going to have some major rewrites on Ghostbusters 3. I remember those days. I was there. So, like, knowing that the movie exists, it just makes Dan Aykroyd happy. Good for Dan Aykroyd. Good for him. And there's a lot of practical effects in Afterlife, and it looks really good. Again, Jason Reitman, good director. But also, it's everything that's wrong with movies right now. It's every single thing. It's not a movie. Justin likes to say it's a sequel to a movie that doesn't exist. It's Star Wars, but it's Ghostbusters. We just watched Ghostbusters. Since when is it a family comedy? Since when is it kids running around in
it's
a cornfield?
Dude gets a blowjob from a ghost.
Yeah!
This is about working class dudes doing their job. If it's about anything, that is
what
it's about.
That's all that's about.
Working class dudes in their 30s just
doing a job.
Doing their job.
It's just references. One of the worst things in my life about Dial of Destiny, that the Indiana Jones, the whole endeavor, the last time Harrison Ford will probably ever play this character, that ends on a reference. It ends on, it hurts here. Can you kiss me here? Can you kiss me here? Because you remember that time in the first movie. That's how stories work. I write more comedies, and nothing works better than a callback. Nothing works better than a callback. It's not a callback. It's not. It's, hey, do you remember this? It's. I wrote in my Letterboxd review for Ghostbusters Afterlife. I said, don't drag a digital man's corpse around on screen for 15 minutes and call it fan service. It's you can't. Because at the end, there's a digital Harold Ramis.
Is there really?
Yeah. And they're like, we're sorry I didn't call more. I'm sorry. Again, it's sweet because it's the real guys actually doing this. So it's like kind of like, it looks like it's therapeutic. But also... Yeah.
But also,
there's a bunch of man babies who said that they should, you know, clip the clitoris off of all the 2016 cast cried to this movie. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't need that. But also, it is like, I'm sorry I didn't call more. You're like, oh. There's a time, I think, when Harold Ramis died. I think it was 2013, 2014. Bill Murray went on stage to announce one of the nominees at the Oscars. And once they rolled the package of all the nominees, he said, oh, and also Harold Ramis for Ghostbusters, Caddyshack, and Groundhog's Day. And he started to tear up. They had like a big tumultuous. They had a big messy past. They were like, eh, F you. And then, like, there's some real weight in that movie. But also, this is my life thinking about Ghostbusters Afterlife.
This is your life thinking about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, true.
Don't pretend like it's just Ghostbusters.
True. And now we're at Frozen Empire.
And now our Frozen Empire.
Kelly and I might see
it
on a date.
Did you see it?
We like the movie theater.
No, right. But sorry, we did this bit earlier.
I don't see a reason to. I don't care about these. I don't care about Venkman.
Well, you don't want to see Paul Rudd and Finn Wolfhard and Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson all just hanging out?
Talking about the working class man? No.
Yeah, you don't want to see all these people who have made more money than you could possibly imagine talk about being a working class guy, just doing his job. You don't want to see Finn Wolfhard, a 20-year-old with more money than you could ever begin to think about, play a working class kid trying to do his best.
Because busted makes him feel good?
Yeah, you don't want to see that?
Nah. There's not a lot I'm looking forward to this year. It's Furiosa and Wicked. And I'm not really excited for Wicked.
You should not be excited for Wicked.
But it's a big musical. I am who I am.
It's the first act of a big musical. Excuse you.
Stop it. See, now I'm back on my Ghostbusters. But
Yeah, I don't know what else we're getting this year.
I'm sure there's a lot of good independent movies that will be coming out later.
Yeah, we'll get all the weird small stuff.
But of big movies, Hollywood is really having a crisis. Identity crisis.
It's almost like they didn't make movies for 6 months.
Almost. Almost.
It's crazy. See, but hey, we got Dune 2, so don't even worry about it, baby. We can just do Dune every week, right? We can just keep watching Dune Part 2. Yeah. I just watch Dune Part 2 all the time.
I think about that all the time. It's Austin so Butler.
It's so good. Have you seen that that edit with the Timothée Chalamet Willy Wonka thing?
No.
Oh, it's a weirdly, it goes weirdly hard. It starts with Timothée Chalamet in Willy Wonka being like, "Ladies and gentlemen of the Gallery Gourmet, my name is Paul Muad'Dib Atreides, Duke of Arrakis." And then it's just an edit of Paul Atreides doing crazy shit.
That's funny.
It's pretty good.
I would love, no, I haven't seen it. I'm sure it'll pop up.
I'll send it to you. Thanks. It's good. It's a good one.
But yeah, Ghostbusters. Bustin' really does make me feel good.
Bustin' does make me feel good is the problem. That's the issue, with all of this. Because when they bust a ghost, it is good. When they cross the streams,
it's good.
And two of them are covered in marshmallow goop and the other two have been unscathed. It's hilarious. When that one guy gets covered in shaving cream, like in a all at once, you know?
Yes, it is true. This man has no dick. It's great!
It's good! What do you want from me? Bustin' makes me feel good. My name is Sam Banning.
And I'm Andrew Thomas.
Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. You can find the podcast all over the place at Welcome Back Pod.
Bustin' makes me feel good.
Our link tree is still linktree.com/welcomebackpod. You can find links to all the different podcatchers on there. You can, all the different social medias. You can like the track, review the track, like the podcast, review the podcast, all the different things on all the different podcatchers helps the show out a whole heck of a lot. I should have said this earlier, but I moved my mic around. I got a new desk, so I moved some stuff around, and I hope my audio is good, but I'll figure it out if it's not. So I apologize if earlier in this episode my audio was kind of fucky. I had to move some stuff around. It's no longer over there. It's over here now. There's stuff.
Dang.
It's all fine. But as always, Andrew will tell you the absolute best way to support our little show.
Listen to all the ghosts and ghouls, they're all around us. They're in us. Sometimes they're sliding us. Yeah. Sometimes we're in them, if you know what I mean. But tell your friends, the next time you're in a ghost, just say, "Hey, listen to Welcome Back Podcast." And hopefully they will.
You want to hit it one more time?